Let's talk about it in two ways, okay? So your personality literally, Ed, is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel. And how you think, how you act, and how you feel is your personality, and your personality is intimately connected to your personal reality, your life. So then if you want to change your life, your personal reality, you got to change your personality. And here we go again. You got to start becoming conscious of your unconscious thoughts. You got to start noticing how you act, how you speak. You got to pay attention to how you're feeling. Some people would live in guilt their whole entire life and don't even know it's guilt because at least it feels like them. So then when you start doing that, you begin to objectify your subjective self. So then when you begin to make small changes back to thought, a new thought should lead to a new choice. A new choice should lead to a new behavior. A new behavior should create a new experience, and a new experience should create a new emotion.
Yes.
And that new emotion is teaching your body chemically to understand what your mind has intellectually understood. Now your body is embodying the truth, right? So then the new emotion should inspire new thoughts, and that's called evolution. So how do we get stuck? It's really simple. The stronger the emotion you feel some event in your life, be it a betrayal or a trauma or whatever, the more altered you feel inside of you, the more you pay attention to the cause outside of you. So the brain takes a snapshot. It freezes an image and embosses that pattern neurologically in the brain. That's called a memory. So we create long-term memories from strong emotional events, okay?
So is that true? I just want to understand. Maybe the larger the event in terms of its emotion to you, the stronger of a hold it has over you?
Yeah, well, the more it's embossed in your biology. So certain people have a strong experience in their life, and it catches all of the brain's attention. So now they think neurologically within the circuits of the past experience, and they feel chemically within the boundaries of those emotions. And so how you think and how you feel creates a state of being. Now, here's the problem. That if you don't know how to mediate or control your emotional reaction to that event, and you keep that refractory period of chemicals going on for extended periods of time, so that the event produces a chemical change, and the body needs to return back to homeostasis or balance, but if it can't, then the elongation of that emotional reaction for weeks, say, for days or weeks, is called a mood. So you say, Ed, what's wrong with you? I'm in a mood. Why are you in a mood? Well, this thing happened to me 5 days ago, and I'm having one long emotional reaction. So then what you do is you keep telling the story about it, keep firing and wiring the same circuits, and you keep conditioning the body into the past. So then you wake up in the morning, you look for the emotion. So then now, all of a sudden, you keep it lingering for weeks or months. That's called the temperament. Well, why is he so angry? I don't know. Let's ask him. Why are you so angry? Well, this thing happened to me 8 months ago. I'm having one long emotional reaction. I'm memorizing my emotions. You keep it going on for years on end. That's called a personality trait. So then a person then is memorizing themselves by living in the past. And so then you say to him, well, tell me the story. Now, the latest research on memory says that 50% of what we talk about in our past isn't even the truth. So we make stuff up about the past. In other words, people are reliving a life that they didn't even have just to reaffirm that they can't change, right? So then what's the significance of this? Where you place your attention is where you place your energy, period. So then the stronger the emotion that you have to some problem or condition or person in your life, the more you're paying attention to them. So they captured your attention. So you're giving your power away to that person, right? Because they're capturing your attention. So then there's an energetic connection to every person, everything. Everything in your past, present reality has your energy connected to it. So now, this is the significance. When a person really decides to be defined by a vision of the future instead of the memory of the past, the hardest part about it is all of a sudden becoming conscious and not making the same unconscious choice. So then, if you lower the volume to your frustration, to your hatred, to your anger, if you truly knew how to do that, if you lowered the volume to that emotion, you would take your attention off that person, which means you would begin to break those energetic bonds, and now you're taking your power back. You're calling energy back to you, and we've measured this, and all of a sudden it builds this bigger electromagnetic field around the person's body. That's energy to heal. That's energy to create a new future with, right? And then if you didn't want to lower the volume to the emotion, then just take your attention off the person. And every time you take your attention off the person, if you became conscious of that, you wouldn't feel the emotion. Now, the body, though, has been addicted to that emotion,
right,
because you're using that person, yes, to reaffirm your addiction to hatred or frustration. Mm-hmm. And if that person died, you'd find another one. Mm-hmm. So then here you go now. So now you're in a position now where you begin to lower the volume to that emotion. And the body's going, wait a second, you've been doing this for the last 20 years, and all of a sudden you're just going to stop hating? And the body says, well, I've been conditioned this way, and conditioning is based on the past. So when the body feels the lack of that emotion, just like a drug addict, it says, hey, you're off schedule here. So now the body starts influencing the mind to think about experiences that are embossed, and so the emotion now is causing you to think in the past. If we teach a person then how to trade that frustration or that hatred for an elevated emotion, and they'll say, yeah, but you know, it was my ex's fault, or I got betrayed by my partner in business. Yeah, we know that. Okay, so let's take your partner in business or take your ex, let's duct tape them, put them in a cannon, and shoot them to the moon. Now what are you gonna do? Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, you gotta reckon with yourself and change, mm-hmm, right? So then teach a person then how to trade that emotion for an elevated emotion. Now-